Okay, sure. This year, we're having it virtually. It's normally held in a church, and we have usually about 300 people in attendance. And it's the unique part about this is that it is designated strictly for the Samaritan Counseling and Growth Center's sexual and physical abuse clients. And it's a unique event in the fact that it's people decorate tables. And so there were, I think last year we had 32 tables of eight. So people sponsor it. They decorate the tables. And then we usually have a speaker, someone who's either experienced physical or sexual abuse or works with clients who do that or who have had that issue. And so every year it's one of our main, we have two major fundraisers every year, this one. And then we have our Samaritan Sports Spectacular that's usually held in August. We had to have that virtually last year. So it's kind of a unique event this year. We've had some people decorate tables, and then people are going in and voting on the ones that they think, I guess, deserve to win or whatever, or think that they think is the best one. And so this year, since we're having it virtually, we're not having a speaker, but you can go online at supportsamaritan.org and vote. There's places you can vote. The votes are $25 apiece. And we have extended the deadline for that voting until February 28th. But it's an event that's really well attended, and again, it's unique in the way it's not the normal fundraiser where you have live auctions and silent auctions and raffles and so forth. But this year we had to do it a little differently because of the COVID issue.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, well, thank you very much. I can use this for some news stories and keep that running. And then, of course, I guess you're coming in next week, and we're going to do that community connection thing and really paint it up good for you, too. I want to thank you for your time, and thank you very much for the information.
Well, Tom, I appreciate it. Thank you guys for all you do for us, the radio station. Yeah. We really appreciate what they do for our community, getting this kind of information out. It's really good. But yeah, you